With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump's latest comments about NATO are rattling world leaders.
At a weekend campaign rally, Trump said Russia should be able to do whatever it wants to NATO members who don't meet their share of defense spending for the alliance. NATO's leader warned that Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. Poland's president denounced Trump's comment, as did the White House. The former president said he would not protect a NATO ally if they were delinquent in payments and said he would encourage Russia to do as it wishes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital with a bladder issue. He was admitted to Walter Reed Sunday afternoon. Reports indicate the White House has been informed. Also at SRNnews.com, a series of Israeli strikes has hit Rafah, the city on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip, where about 1.5 million Palestinians have fled to escape fighting elsewhere in that four-month Israel-Hamas war. Israel's been signaling its ground offensive in Gaza may soon target the city on the Egyptian border. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that he and President Biden had talked. Mr. Biden Sunday said he warned Netanyahu Israel should not conduct a military operation against Hamas in Rafah unless they had, quote, credible and executable plans to protect civilians. But Netanyahu told ABC's This Week that Rafah is a small area to be evacuated.
Well, Rafah is a very small percentage of Gaza, and I think it's about 10% or 15%.
Meanwhile, a shooting at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, Sunday afternoon. Police say a woman with a rifle hidden in her trench coat opened fire inside, wounding two people, including a 5-year-old child who came in with her before officers working security shot and killed her. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue benefiting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. It stands over 42 feet tall and was modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. This is SRN News. The idea of college athletes becoming unionized appears to be growing.
A pair of Dartmouth basketball players working to unionize their team now say other athletes have been reaching out to them to see if they can join the effort. Romeo Merthil and Cade Haskins say they've been bombarded with messages on social media since a National Labor Relations Board official last week said the players are indeed employees of the school and thus have the right to form a union. The players say they've heard from other Dartmouth teams and others around the Ivy League. Jason Walker reporting.
A handful of super powerful tropical cyclones in the last decade has a couple of experts proposing a new category of whopper hurricanes, Category 6. Two climate scientists suggest the traditional 5-category scale developed more than 50 years ago doesn't do enough to show the true power. SRN News.